enjoy the morning. I've got just a couple of things. So I do want to remind you about the activities next weekend. There is the Eco Church Day, which will be on the Saturday, which will keep coming up on the screen. And then on the Sunday, there's a general meeting after the service. And today, you will see envelopes for Action for Children on the tables. If you want to donate anything, there will be a basket just outside where you can leave your envelopes, or you can leave them on the table if you're happy doing that. And last but not least, there is a very important message that Hilary would like me to pass on, which is that if you are hoping to be in the choir for the Eco Church Day on Saturday, there's a rehearsal after church this morning. Is that right?
Thank you. Straight back to the service, just for about 20 minutes. Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. It is lovely to be here with you this morning. And we have sunshine, we have coffee, we have Action for Children and things. So let's have a wonderful celebration of God's love for his world. I'm going to start with a call to worship from Micah. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and walk humbly with your God. So let us pray. Amazing and beautiful God, whose loveliness is beyond our knowing. Eternal God, whose wisdom is greater than our understanding. Extravagant God, who showers goodness upon us in unimaginable abundance. Bless your children. Holy Father and Mother, giver of life, heal us and free us to be truly human as Jesus was truly human. Holy Spirit, come and fill this moment. Amen. Our first hymn is from Singing the Faith, number 87, Praise to the Living God.
His spirit. Spirit blowing free, I surging merit will, in prophet's word he spoke of old, is speaking still. Established is his law, and changeless it shall stand, deep writ upon the human heart, on sea and land. Eternal life has he implanted in the soul. His love shall be our strength and stay while ages roll. Praise to the living God, oh, praised be his name, who was and is to be forever slain.
Our prayers of adoration, thanks, and forgiveness. God, who is with us in the midst of busyness and noise, remind us to stop and listen to the sounds of your voice. In the dark loneliness of crowded living, remind us to look for glimpses of your light. When tempted to see only struggle and bad news, remind us that the world is full of stories of hope and human flourishing. So, Father God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, for your gift of Jesus, for the wonders of creation, for the challenges that test us and stretch us and help us to grow. We thank you for our friends and families and security and all the hobbies and leisures that delight and interest us. Father God, we give thanks for all your love this day. And we ask you to be with us in this moment. Let us listen and talk together. Let us open to you our joys and worries, our hopes and failings. And hear us, Lord Jesus. With you we dare to dream again of your world made new. We are listening, Lord Jesus. Transform our time with your presence. Transform our ways with your more excellent way. Transform our views with your vision of a world restored. We are waiting, Lord. We wait upon you. And Father God, we come to say sorry. Forgive us when we haven't been much of a saint, when we've caused brokenness, tears, or pain. Forgive us when we haven't been a friend to the weak, when our hearts have been cold, or we haven't shared our bread. Forgive us when we haven't given shelter or refuge, whenever we've prevented your freedom or peace. So, loving God, Creator God, give us compassion and warmth in our hearts, and change our love from a spark to a flame. And we delight, Father, in knowing that in accepting your Son as our Saviour, we are indeed forgiven. Thanks be to God. And we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come in, come in, come in. And we're going to have the reading.
This morning's reading is from John chapter 12,
15, verses 1 to 12. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given to you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Amen.
Thank you, Hilary. How many of you are gardeners? Yeah, there's a few there. Yeah, and how many of you are picking fruit at the moment? Yeah. It's not ripe yet, it's getting there. It'll happen. Trust. Have faith. We have a very small garden. We live in Titherington, my wife and I, and over the years we've added various fruit growing things. And I think we probably should have planned it better, because it all seems to happen all at the same time. So at the moment we've got gooseberries, raspberries, blackcurrants, what else? Something else. Cherries, all happening. So it's every day we have to go out and pick, and it's great. We wouldn't have it any way different. But God's wish is for us to be fruitful. And we're going to think about that in the context of children in living in today's world. As we've already heard, it's Action for Children Sunday. And it is a delight for me as district advocate for the Manchester and Stockport district, so our district of the Methodist Church, to be able to lead services where we think about the challenges that children face, families face, and celebrate the great work that Action for Children does. So I just want to begin with, just refresh our memories on Action for Children. So as it says there, it's the Methodist Church's children's charity, and no, in answer to your question, Rob, no, it doesn't work. Oh, there you go. People may have heard of it as National Children's Home. So that's what it started life as back in 1869, and it was indeed a Methodist minister, Thomas Bowman Stevenson, who started National Children's Home. And I lived not in 1869, that was before my time, not much. But I started my life in Hertfordshire, and just round the corner in a place called Harpenden was a National Children's Home. And it was the traditional big building with lots of rooms for children. I don't know how many there were there. There must have been tens, maybe 100 or so children living there. And I remember that. And I remember my mum, bless her, also selling Sunny Smiles. And I don't know whether anybody can remember Sunny Smiles. Yeah, absolutely. Weren't they great? And I can remember asking people to take a Sunny Smile, and they'd pay their money, and you'd get a picture, and you'd get a Sunny Smile in return. And next slide. And also there were some old collection boxes, which I can't remember those, but some people may remember those old collection boxes. When it was the 150th anniversary, not very long ago, so that would have been 4 years ago, there was a bit of a celebration event that I went to where they had these things on show, so that's how I snapped them. But lots of memories about the good work that was started all those years ago and has continued ever since. Yeah, if you can move on. Yeah, that's great. They do so much for children in this country, in the UK. So there's, I reckon, 671,000 children and their families that were helped in 2021, 2022. And they now no longer have big children's homes in the way that they used to. But they do have some smaller homes, so they might buy a 4 or 5 bedroom house and arrange for children from various families who have no carers, no parents perhaps, to come together to live together. So they have lots of those around, but they do lots of other things as well, which the next slide will hopefully show. So they do all sorts in terms of family support, and that includes a outfit that runs from Withenshaw called the Multisystemic Therapy Service. And this is where, how can I say it, parents have lost control of their family. So there might be youngsters there who just go out in the evening and don't come back till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and may, I'm making this up, but this is the sort of thing that they do, wake their parents up and say, look, I want you to cook me my meal now. There's no boundaries and they've lost complete control. And I had a wonderful visit there and heard about the great work that they do, where somebody goes in, somebody highly trained professional goes in and re-establishes boundaries such that the parent has got control of that family again. And they do it to stop those children ending up either in care or in a youth offence facility. So they do lots with the family. Not only that, but also in terms of helping people who are stricken by the challenges of extreme poverty, they'll give emergency parcels out and so on. They help children in care. And we'll see a video later on in a minute on what they do there. They help disabled children and they help with lots of mental health and well-being. So they have a parents support line, for example. They have a Blues program that helps people with depression. And they do loads in terms of lobbying and research that says, government, this is what good childcare looks like, and please make the right decisions, things about universal credit or those sorts of things. So they do loads in supporting bringing children up in a safe and secure environment. And those are some figures that shows you how many facilities they've got. And the next slide. And some of the local activities. I've mentioned one that with Ensure, they've also got a fostering unit in Salford, which typically tries to place foster children, particularly children who have been difficult in the past with other foster carers. So these are like super foster carers, where children have got a history of running away from their foster parents, or a history of getting into drugs or prostitution or things like that, and how to place them in a place that's going to give them real expert support for those sorts of challenges. And in meeting those people at the office in Salford, it was wonderful to hear the impact that they have and the great compassion they have for the children that they're helping. I can't say enough. There's another one that people might be aware of, the baby mother and baby unit at Stile Prison, which is very well regarded. There's others at Burnley, Bolton, and Bury. And then, of course, there's lots in other parts of the UK. And the next slide. Can we have the next slide, Rob? Yeah. So it gives you a sense of what Action for Children are all about. There's a short video about one of the care homes that I mentioned. This one's in Wales, believe it or not.
Here at Tunnabrim, we're a 5-bedded therapeutic children's home, and the children that normally come to us in Tunnabrim have experienced lots of early life trauma, whether it's through drugs and alcohol use at home, domestic violence, or physical and sexual abuse. That often leaves our young people with a number of challenges. We want to give the children the best childhood possible, because they've obviously faced so much trauma that this is their opportunity to grow. We have a staff team that are very nurturing and very loving, and we do use the word love because we do love the young people that we look after. So in essence, we are as much of a family as we can be.
Anyone that visits Tunnabrim will come to a beautiful environment as in the countryside part of the world. And I think if you bring people to that environment, you surround them by loving adults who will always do their utmost for them. I think you're on the recipe for success.
Having this Body Minds project was actually a saving grace, because it enabled the kids to have some form of education in terms of getting them outdoors and fresh air, which some people were unable to do. But these kids were lucky enough to be able to have the space to do it. They've learned how to plant seed, the daily watering of them, taking care of them to watch them grow, and then picking the fruits, to learning how to make jams and chutneys, and the excitement of when someone says, "Can I buy 4 jars of jam?"
Young people have a sense that this is their home. They have their own young person's meetings where they draw up their own agendas, whether they want to have later bedtimes, they think they should be having more pocket money, or they feel like they should have more equipment in the garden. We do everything we can to empower the young people to take ownership of their space and to make sure that they feel listened to. Our ultimate end goal is for our young people to leave here having a very positive view on themselves and realising what brilliant young people they are and what positive futures they could have for themselves.
So that's just one of the care homes, and Susan's going to read another story. And I'm delighted to say one of my jobs as district advocate is to try and make sure there is contact with each of them. There's about 112 churches in the district. And Susan very kindly volunteered to be the contact point for your church, for this church. So delighted to have your support, Susan. And she's going to read another case study, another story.
This is Terry's story. When Terry discovered she was pregnant, she found it hard to cope, and the news hit her like a ton of bricks. Terry's two older children live with her mum. During a pregnancy with Keegan, Terry received support from Action for Children's program, Baby Steps, which helped support her with parenting Keegan and keeping in contact with her two daughters. Anita Jones from Action for Children, who has supported Terry, says the parenting course covers areas such as baby's brain development, attachment patterns, parental mental health, and confidence building. Keeping in touch with Terry was also an important part of the course. Terry was given a tablet on which she recorded lots of videos. Anita says, when you saw the interaction between mother and baby, you could just see how well Terry was doing. Speaking about the Action for Children staff who supported her, she says, they were nice, they were calming, they were always helpful, and I never felt judged. And as a result, she says, I believe in myself more as a parent. I didn't think I would pass my assessments to be a mum again, but they have showed me that people with a background like mine can overcome certain stuff in life. And it's just about asking for help, and it's about receiving the help and accepting it. They have helped me in more ways than I can imagine.
Thank you very much. So what sort of world do we need in order for children to grow? We heard about the story about the vine growing, being fruitful, a bit of pruning going on. Not necessarily nice at the time, but you think of some of the challenges that you've faced perhaps in the years and then think, well, actually, that did help me develop and grow. But what is it that is needed to help children to develop and grow? We're going to have another hymn, and then there's going to be a bit of table activity, which I'll explain when we get there. So this next hymn is fairly familiar. I hope you know it. A New Commandment I Give Unto You. I suggest you stay seated for this one.
That you love one another.
Right. I'm going to give you something to do. Two sheets, one with some pictures of fruit and veg, one per table, and one with some questions. So the questions I want you to tackle first, and they basically say, what do plants need in order to grow healthily? Yeah. What do plants need in order to grow healthily? And then it's the second part, what do children need to grow? What do children need in order to grow healthily? So two questions, what do plants need in order to grow healthily, and what do children need to grow healthily? Have a chat on that. And you've only got 5 minutes, so it's very, very short. Go, yes, go. You got them? Any more? Do you need any more pictures? No? Okay. Have that.
Sorry about that. That's just my fault completely. Because on the music, you get the words underneath, you see. And I thought, well, the words were with that. And I thought, because the words were underneath, it was the second
verse. Don't
and me. Because the words that came up, I thought, I just got completely confused. And never mind, we did it again, and that was beautiful.
That was great. That was great.
Thank you.
Can I just interrupt you for? Can I just interrupt you for a minute? Keep thinking about those two questions, but you'll also know that there's a some pictures of fruit and vegetables, which I've lost my mind on. There you go. Your task is also to identify what those are. So if you can write underneath, some people I know have started already, what are those fruit and vegetables? And you've got 5 minutes left in total. There you go. What do you reckon then?
I looked that up about a week ago and I've forgotten what it's called. I read it.
I'll give you a clue. It's actually a...
Right, I think we'll call it a day on that. Where's Theo? Yeah, he's. We need him to draw some numbers. But let's start with the what do plants need in order to grow healthily? One thing that you identified over here.
Water.
Next one.
Light.
Anything else? Nutrients. Do you want to be more specific?
Soil.
Do you want to be more specific about nutrients?
Warmth.
Sun.
Yeah.
Is that any better? Yeah, sorry. We've got to start all over again, I'm afraid. No.
Plants need humans.
Well, some do, yeah. Some do. Yeah. Breathe on your plant, yes. What about children? What do they need to grow healthily?
Endless list.
I've got encouragement, like that.
Loving care.
Guidance. Routine, yeah. Confidence, yeah, encouraging. Yeah, the Bible, and particularly Paul, was all very strong on encouraging people, yeah.
Discipline,
yeah.
Food.
All of the plant requirements.
Bar squirrels.
Bar squirrels, yeah. No, protection from squirrels, yes. Role models I've got. Anything else?
Education.
Hope. Yeah. Imagine if you're stuck in some really difficult situation and it just whatever you do, it doesn't go away. You think about the fact you've got no hope. No hope of being anything different. Now,
Friendship and family.
Yeah. Security. Yes. Yeah. I've got also got role models, positive role models. Fun, play I've got, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think you've got most of them. All right, one, what about
sleep?
Yeah. And imagine if you can't sleep because you're worried all the time. That's
good diet.
Yes. Maybe different nutrients to plants, but we all need nutrients as well. Unconditional love, I've said here, which is, of course, what our loving God gives us. Right, where's Theo? Where's my... you pick a number. Pick one of those. And what should we see? All right, we want to hear from table... Is that one? You going to have that one? Do you know what that number is?
Number one.
Yes. So, table number one. Oh, we haven't got... Oh, sorry, no, we're all too early. Sorry, I haven't given them out. We're sorry. Comes in a minute. Let's go on. Let's finish with the fruits. So what fruits have we got? The first one, if we start in the top... left-hand corner. Any views on what that is? Oh, wow. A Romanesco broccoli. I did say to some it was a version of a broccoli, and there was a lady here who was racking her brains to understand, to remember what it was. Sorry, probably is. Although we've tried to grow it in our house and we failed. Yes. Yeah. What about the second one along? You get extra points, Julia, because it is a rambutan. But lychee got half points because it is part of the lychee family. It grows in Southeast Asia, closely related to the lychee, and the word rambutan is Malay for hair, because it's a hairy fruit. What about the third one along? I'll give you that. It's actually a carambola, but it is a star fruit, yeah. You would have got extra points for a carambola. The fourth one, bottom... left. We've got a cherry, we've got an apple, we've got plum. It is actually an apple. It's an Arkansas black apple, one of the darkest, common to the US. Not yet. Probably. Yes, yes. What about the fifth one? Kumquat is it is indeed. Yeah. Comes from South China. And the last one in the bottom right hand corner. Jackfruit. Anybody got anything else? I'd never seen these before, but I went to India and I saw some of these in India and they were massive. And some of them grow up to 3 foot in length and up to 55 kilograms. This is just the fruit. So that's 8.5 stone. That's more than my wife weighs. Wow. Right. How are we doing for time? Sorry, would you like to sit down? Because we're going to be a little bit more time. I've got one last thing to do for you to do. It's a jackfruit. Yeah. Well, I will do. I'm just... Sorry, I'm completely out of... Yeah. Right, somebody open these envelopes. And your task is to identify from the smell what's inside. Oh, you've had one. You can open them up. What's inside? You can open it. No, you can open them. Yeah. You can look if you want. Yeah. A bit. You haven't got long for this one. Right, I think we're ready for numbers. We're going to draw. Is Theo about?
Yes.
This time it's for real. Theo, we need you. Any number?
Number? What's that number?
Two.
Number?
Say it again.
Two. That's it, number two. So who's group number two? What have you got? What do you think?
Is it rosemary?
I've got to look at my list. Is it rosemary? It is rosemary. Well done. Pick another one. Anyone?
Number five.
Number five. Who's number five? Okay, what do you reckon you've got? You don't like it? I've got loads of that in my garden and I do cook with it. It's oregano. Number? Say again. Number three. It is a type of thyme. It is very definitely well done. Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Number?
Six.
Number six.
Six.
Number six. It is geranium, yeah. Very good. Gosh, you're very good at this.
Say again.
Eight.
Number eight.
Eight.
It is a type of bay. It's a dead bay because it's...
I said bay, but they tried the dried bean, but it's a browse thing.
Yeah, no, it is bay. Yeah. We had a bay tree for a long while and it's just been just suddenly gone brown.
Well, something.
Yeah, well, it could be too many squirrels.
Say again, number?
One.
Number one. It's not mint.
We've looked at it, but we still haven't got any clues.
Anybody else want to go? There you go. Oh, there you go. Try that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is basil. Greek, it's Greek basil, actually. Number four. Who's number four? Yep. It is mint. Yeah, spot on. Nice. Always reliable mint. Yes, yep. Number seven. It's sage. Yeah, I've got loads of sage. It takes over my vegetable plot. Number ten. Have we got a ten? Perhaps we didn't have ten. I don't know. No, it perhaps is a number six. Oh. Has anybody not been? Have I said them all?
Yeah.
I think so. Now, why do I... Well, thank you very much. And thank you, Theo. Well done. Great. So Action for Children, very much about growing, being helping children to be fruitful, being the children that God always intended them to be, with all the gifts and the personality that they have and the love that they need and the love that they can give to others as they develop. But why do I talk about fragrances? If you look in the Bible, there is... Part of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his second letter, it talks about us being the aroma, spreading the aroma of the knowledge of God. He says, "But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Now, I'm not saying that you should smell, but people should certainly be able to smell the fragrance of Christ through our lives. So just as we can be recognised, just as herbs and plants can be recognised by the smell, so we ought to be able to be recognised as followers of the way of Christ. You know, we don't come with these plant labels. When you buy your plant, you get a label that tells you all about it. So what we do, what we say, is the way that people will experience God in their lives, will know about the love of Christ, and let us be the fragrance of Christ in the world today. Amen. Thank you for that. Right, we're going to sing again now. I'm not sure whether this will be familiar or not. And you know it, do you? So this is number 462, Come With Me, Come Wander, Come Welcome the World.
Come with me, come wander, come welcome the world, where strangers might smile or where stones may be hurled. Come live what you cling to, lay down what you clutch, and find with hands empty that hearts can hold much. Sing to the world. leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets. Come walk in my company, come sleep by my side, come savour a lifestyle with nothing to hide. Come sit at my table and eat with my friends, discovering that love which the world never ends. Sing hey for the carpenter leaving his tools, sing hey for the Pharisees leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets. Come share in my laughter, come close to my fears. Come find yourself washed with the kiss of my tears. Come stand close at hand while I suffer and die, and find in 3 days how I never will lie. Sing hey for the carpenter leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets. Leave your possessions, come send out your treasure. Come give and receive without any order measure. Come loose every bond that's resisting the Spirit, enabling the earth to be yours to inherit. Sing hey for the carpenter leaving his tools. Sing hey for the Pharisees leaving their rules. Sing hey for the fishermen leaving their nets. Sing hey for the people who leave their regrets.
Very good. And we're now going to have our prayers of intercession, and we're going to start by Susan reading some prayers out for Action for Children. So let us pray.
Generous God, thank you for equipping each of us for the work you have called us to do in your name. Accept the gifts we offer here today. May Action for Children use them wisely as they work to make sure each child has a safe and happy childhood and the foundations they need to thrive. Compassionate Lord, thank you for your presence in the hearts of those working alongside parents and carers who are struggling, accept the prayers we offer here today. May the practical support Action for Children gives overturn the poverty, abuse, and mental health challenges that stop children from experiencing love in all its fullness. Encouraging Holy Spirit, thank you for the hope and love you bring to the lives of people forgotten in the shadows. Help us not to accept the ways in which children are robbed of brighter futures. May their voices be heard in Action for Children's campaign and bring lasting improvements for the children. We bring our gifts, our prayers, our hopes in the name of Jesus, who called us all to be branches of the one true vine. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susan. And we continue our prayers of intercession. So, Father God, we pray for this world in which we live, and we think of the places and the people where there is conflict and war, particularly thinking of Yemen and Sudan and particularly Ukraine. What must it be like to live in fear of missiles and bombs every day, and the tragedy of lives lost, injuries so severe that it changes lives irreparably. So we ask for peace. We pray for those areas where there is poverty, extreme poverty, where maybe food is something that's only happens every other day. And we pray for leaders to make the right decisions such that resources can be shared fairly and evenly. We pray for our own circuit and the churches, that we may be a light to people, showing God's love and his mercy and his grace. And we particularly pray for Langley Methodist Church and all that they do for the community there. And may you bless all that they do in making your love known to the community. And finally, we pray for people who are suffering, people who perhaps feel abandoned and forgotten, cut off without any hope or help. We pray for those who've lost their security or their sense of purpose, or who lack a sense of their own worth. We pray for those who feel separated from you by guilt or failure or past mistakes or lack of trust. We pray for those whose dreams have been shattered and their trust abused and their love betrayed. And we pray for all those that are suffering any physical or mental or emotional difficulties. So, loving God, we ask you to bridge the gap of hopelessness and isolation, of pain and suffering, with the outstretched arms of your compassion, your forgiveness, and your healing. May all who seek your presence find you. May all who long for your acceptance know your peace. May all who ask for forgiveness and healing be blessed. In the name of Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Our final hymn is one I'm sure you will know, which is To God Be the Glory. Be the glory.
Great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Grow perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, and every offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father
through Jesus the Son, and bring him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus our Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our rapture, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, O Jesus, sweet Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Loving God, we thank you for your extravagance in loving us no matter what, and we ask you to be with us and within us as we leave this place. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.